The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Hello, everyone. Good to be back with you. It's been just a little longer than usual in between podcasts. I had to have some surgery done. I had some nerves that were pinched in my neck, causing both pain as well as lack of touch and feeling in my hands for reading Braille. But the doctor did a great job, and now I'm in recovery. And I've been trying to do a little bit work, but the recovery's been going a little bit slow. And so meanwhile, during this recovery, when not working, which is most of the time, I've been sitting and watching TV. And I've been catching some of the old TV shows, especially the old westerns with cowboys. It's been interesting. There's been a common theme or thread that runs through the old cowboy shows. I used to watch these as a kid, and so it's kind of fun to watch some of the ones I saw, because I did see back then, I visualize them because of my memories, but I also have seen some new shows. And I have a vivid imagination, so I kind of picture that as we're going on. But no matter what, there's a common thread. At least the TV shows, they're trying to stop evil men, evil actions, greed and stealing and so forth. Often, but not always, they're faster with the draw of the gun or the hit of the fist, but not always. Many times they're trying to use thinking, they're planning, and they're using their intelligence to help them as well. The one thing you can say is they always had the moral high ground. They're always doing what they're doing because it was the right thing. It was always for the good of people. And you might even say the high standard of character. They would just do the right thing because they always did it that way. And they would come to the side of the downtrodden, the disadvantaged, and sometimes the simple, naive people, the hurting and the dependent people. And that's what makes them so cool, these cowboy movies, because they're kind of like a little hero. And we all like that, especially when we're hurting and downcast. And okay, I admit, sitting there on the sofa trying to heal and doing a fine job healing, but it's nice to have the thought that someone's on your side and helping you and the disadvantaged and will be there to protect you. The other thing I noticed about the cowboy westerns is that when they'd go into action, they'd sometimes do the unexpected. Literally, they would sometimes do what was expected of them, what the evil people were hoping they would do so they could catch them and kill them, but somehow they'd twist and turn it and they would win. They'd be the hero. And I guess that's why in the 60s, and I think that's when they pretty much quit, were so famous, because we liked heroes. I couldn't help but think of a biblical hero, little David, against Goliath. Doesn't this really kind of describe him? He does the unexpected. He takes the high ground. He's speaking on behalf of God. And he goes right into the face of danger and wins the day. You know, someone once said, being brave is easy. You just gotta want something so much that your life is not important. Now that kind of really described David, doesn't it? He wanted something so much his life wasn't important. He wanted to stop the evil men from overrunning Israel. Courage and boldness come by caring about people. And for David, it was caring for God. Caring for people or God more than you care about your own safety, security, and comfort. That sometimes is really hard, to think about others more than your own safety and security. Whew! But I think that's the other thing that really depicts a hero is their cause. They have a high cause. That's kind of like their high character. And that's really what David was. You got something to live for and to die for. Mark chapter 15, verses 31 to 32. In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked Jesus, I'll add, while hanging on the cross. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe. They're kind of being sarcastic. You know, if he comes down from the cross, then we'll believe. He always said, believe in me, believe in me. Well, we'll believe if you come down from the cross. You know, Jesus played right into their hands. He got caught. He got crucified. But just like any hero, he twisted out of it and made it into something good, taking the high ground. He did the unexpected, surprised all, and gained the victory. He paid the punishment for our sin on the cross. You see, that had to be done. God is a just God, and we did sin. And sin must be punished. Just like in the old Westerns, if you did something bad, they were punished. Yep, yep. And you couldn't go by scot-free without being punished. And if you did, well, then you were an evil person. You were an outlaw, outside the law. Well, Jesus made sure we weren't outlaws to the Father, but that we were on the good side. He paid our punishment. But he didn't stop there. Because when he rose from the dead, he said, I will now give you life. Even as I am now living, I will give you life. Jesus really is our hero, you know. And he didn't stop being our hero after the resurrection. He's our hero even now. I envision him just like little David against Goliath. Jesus is standing by my side and protecting me from the evil foe who'd like to swoop in and get me. But Jesus, with the mighty power of his arm and hand, repel the evil one, because he's victorious. He's my hero. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for being our hero, for dying and taking our punishment, but not stopping there, but giving us a wonderful reward, your righteousness, your goodness, your winnings, your earnings, eternal life. Thank you for the promise of heaven and that you are with us always, always to be by our side and help us to do the unexpected. That even when we are challenged by evil, we can stand up firm also because you are there beside us. And we know that we have a cause to live for, loving you. And even if they take our life, they haven't taken our life because you've given us everlasting life. May this always be held in front of our eyes so that we may always be brave and bold because we have something more to live for than ourselves. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. So that's kind of the lesson I've learned as I've been sitting and healing on the sofa. Tell me the lessons you've learned this week or as you've sat on the sofa healing. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.